Ghana has been commended for its support to refugees over the years. Thousands of refugees enjoyed Ghana's hospitality, which they describe as one of the finest. The commendation was made at a roundtable in Accra to mark this year's World Refugee Day. Ibrahim Donko reports.
Ghana plays host to over 18,000 refugees from 29 countries, most of whom are from the sub-region. It has since the early 1990s witnessed the influx of refugees, especially from Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire. It is against this backdrop that Ghana is being praised across the globe for her stable political climate and the spirit of solidarity by her people towards all peoples. This year, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees is focusing on the family as the world marks the day. It believes the family plays an important role in conserving cultural heritage and also in the maintenance of solidarity. The chairman of the Ghana Refugees Board, Kendra Sa, said Ghana continues to receive refugees, and in the last 6 months, the board recorded the arrival of 235 displaced people. He enumerated some challenges involved in managing refugees.
Ghana is generally acclaimed as an island of peace in turbulent waters. It is not just an acclamation, but this is founded on facts and statistics. Today we play host to as many as citizens from 29 different countries. We are host to refugees from Angola, Central African Republic, Iraq, Kenya, Sri Lanka, Mali, Pakistan, Syria, and Uganda. This hosting comes with their challenges, and the challenges, as you would appreciate, come in the form of financial inadequacies, institutional challenges relating to capacity building for a very young board like the Ghana Refugee Board. I wish to add also that we have communal challenges that relate to acquisition of land.
A Togolese refugee who spoke to Radio Ghana thanked government and the UN for coming to their aid. He pleaded with government to collaborate with the various governments in finding lasting peace to enable them to go back home.
Despite the protection of refugees, the first priority is always asking the government of Ghana they should get involved in the situation in our home country, seeking a solution which led us to free our country. Because we free our country, but we still have family over there. So we are appealing to the UNHCR and the government of Ghana to get involved in the situation in our country.
The round table brought together civil society organizations, UN agencies, and the media, among others.
That was Ibrahim Donko's report.